This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL. I've just got to detail a few of my favorite. You guys are, there's a lot of them. 832 got food poisoning coming out both ends 4 hours before got in their parents' car for a 23-hour nonstop road trip.
Oh, God.
From Houston to Miami.
I didn't see that.
Goodness, that is gracious. A problem. Melvin on the YouTube, you did this to yourself, big fella, said salad at a reduced price from the store had me sweating on the toilet. Took me 9 months to eat salad again. That ain't the salad's fault, big fella. You should have known. What you mean? How much money could you have possibly saved on that salad? How much could you have possibly saved? And then this one from the 404. An asthma attack ruined a field trip to Reliant Stadium when I was in eighth grade in 2008. Why was that trip important? My classmates met Andre Johnson.
Oh.
Could have met Andre Johnson.
Could have met the GOAT, the Hall of Famer.
Yep.
And it just, asthma was being a hater on the day.
Damn.
Just being a big old hater on the day. You hate when that happens.
That road trip one, I would. Oh,
oh man!
Because
I just lay on the side of the road. Come get me when you're done on vacation.
It kind of remind me when I took my wife to New Orleans for her birthday. Remember I told you all this, and we tried to play the little game of what we was on Bourbon Street.
Oh so yeah,
whatever bar we see, we got to stop and take a drink.
Yeah,
man,
do
we
that.
Got we went to two spots. Man, got so drunk. She ended up throwing up in the car.
In the
car, Exorcist style.
Not out the window.
No, in the car. we was like 2 seconds away from the hotel. And I'm like, just hold on. She like, I think I got to throw. I'm like, just hold on. I'm on the freeway going 7. Got all on the windshield.
Playing that game in the French Quarter is insane.
That's dangerous.
That's insane. I know. That was my first. That was our first time there. So
you better be a tank if you want to play that on Bourbon.
Hey, yeah. I didn't do that at the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Although some of us acted like we might have been.
Yeah.
All right. Around the NFL, salute to the Baltimore Ravens and Kyle Hamilton, who has now been made the highest paid safety in the NFL. They agreed on a $100 million contract extension over 4 years. $82 million is guaranteed.
Woo!
With that.
Woo!
And obviously,
safety with 82 guaranteed.
The reason to bring, I mean, he transcends being a safety. I really hate when people talk about things transcending because it's like, no, it's just, he's just
sometimes
really good at
it. Sometimes
it's
true, though.
But he is a great safety, and he plays back, he plays forward, and he changes what that defense
he's
is capable of doing.
Defensive end.
Like he's,
he'll line up anywhere.
There are a few guys in the NFL that you go, he could pretty much do all of it.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
one of those guys. Mm-hmm. And so he's so vital to what they do there. And I understand the more I talk about that, the more the Texans fans go, damn it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm over here getting heated. I'm like, damn, man. Damn, Kenyon Green.
Kenyon Green not even on a – well, actually, I didn't check to see if anybody picked him up or anything.
Yeah.
But he didn't even make the roster
like,
out there.
Damn, Kenyon Green.
Yep. Yep. Nick Caserio.
He was right there, too, man.
Nick Caserio, not Kenyon Green.
Sometimes it hits, sometimes it don't, apparently, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so shout out to him. He deserves it. Unfortunately, that sucks around here. Actually, you made mention of a thing that I want to talk about here, Lopez, is with your Houston Texans, we have a roster. We have, obviously, a practice squad. We don't have captains.
Yeah.
Who do you think are going to be the captains
on
the
team? It
just
hit me like a bolt of lightning when during the first break, I said, you know what?
They usually announce that in before training camp.
Or during, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah.
No captains announced yet, which, of course, leads to the question. I think we – Well, I do anyway. I know three. I know three captains for sure, and they're obvious, right? C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
Will Anderson Jr.
Yes.
And with John Weeks gone, it's got to be Kyahmi Fairbairn.
He's the longest tenured Texan at this point, is he not? Period. Talk less of special teamer.
And as they usually have a special teams captain, I don't think it's going to be Tommy Townsend. Definitely not going to be Brinkman.
It could be Tommy Townsend, though.
Could it be a Gumbuwale?
I can see that.
That would be...
You know what? I stand corrected. I'm going to correct myself.
You're going for Dare as the captain?
No, I'm going to say two sure things.
Oh.
I don't think Fairbairn is necessarily a sure thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's
I think
sure.
It's C.J. Will Anderson. I'm starting to wonder about a Gumbuwale.
Versus
Fairbairn.
Yeah, I'd put my money on Kaimi.
I would too, but I think there's a possibility.
It wouldn't, shock me if he wasn't.
Yeah, it's not a sure thing as much as the other two.
It's a guaranteed lock!
So what are the other? They usually have five.
They usually have five, and it seems like they split them evenly, like basically two offense, two defense, and then one special teams. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah.
If I'm going for the other offensive one, I actually feel pretty confident that it's going to be Titus Howard. I think that they like putting one on the offensive line, and Titus Howard has very much, you know, accepted the role of I will be kind of the leader in this room. And so it feels like maybe even if it's not he is the leader, it's one of those, I'm giving you the C on your chest to challenge you.
Like they did with Laramie.
Exactly. And I think that could very much be the way they play that.
I see your Titus Howard, and I think I'm going to raise you Nico Collins.
I was thinking about the possibility there.
Yeah.
I could see it maybe, but I don't know that they need to challenge him per se.
And yeah, but I mean, enough's enough.
This is respect thing.
Yeah, it's been long enough. I mean, give the guy the C. You know, I don't think Titus Howard's a bad pick. They like to do offensive line.
Yeah.
But I would say, what is this, year five?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Give him a C.
I can see that.
Yeah, give him a C.
Now, the one that feels really tough to call is outside of Will Anderson Jr., who is the other, like, defensive
guy? I have a hunch.
I have a number of names that popped in my head.
Figure, you thinking of anybody on the defense?
The first person I thought about... I thought about Aziz.
Aziz is one of those ones easily. He's heart and soul of the defense. I don't think he needs it by any means, but just as a recognition, everybody points to Aziz.
But see, they got behind him last season, especially after the situation, so that wouldn't surprise me if they say,
I think Aziz would be the leader. I think the second choice would be Derek Stingley.
That is one of those ones that I go, he could easily be that. Because they talked about, I don't remember who it was. It might have been D'Amico going out of his way to talk about the leadership that Stingley provides, you know, with unasked, right? Just talking about, hey, leadership in the field with how he works. That C might be a level of acknowledgement there. But they love them some Jalen Petrie.
That's the one. That was my wild card. I could see Jalen Petrie. That's another guy, you know, kind of came up. You know, not playing real well his second year, okay his first year. Then all of a sudden he finds a role, finds a place. They love him. They absolutely love him.
And they paid him.
Could you see Petrie?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I could legitimately all the names we mentioned, yeah. I could see, and I got one more for you that I could easily see. Mm-hmm. CJ Gardner-Johnson, I could easily see them putting a C on his chest. I know that that sounds a little crazy because he's just coming in with a lot of guys that are possibles. Mm-hmm. That guy comes in with a lot of experience, Super Bowl experience, as you mentioned.
Super Bowl champ.
He's expected to be, I mean, I think he could be almost a little bit of like a quarterback of that defensive backfield. We've already seen him come in and take dudes under his wings. I can see them putting Chase on
that's not far-fetched either, because you see what they did with Stephon Diggs last season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He came in and they put that C on his chest.
Would it be weird to not go back to Joe Mixon having that C on his chest after? Because he seemed to appreciate that when they did in the middle of the season.
I was thinking he probably, if it wasn't for the injury, I thought he probably would have been a captain.
He probably would have been.
Because he stepped in really well last season. And to the point, I'm like, damn, they probably should have made him a captain during training camp.
And wasn't he one of the people who was organizing those team meetings? Yeah. I know we laugh at team meetings, but that seems to indicate something about how they believe who their leaders are.
He stepped in when, you know, they were having a little bit of issues and kind of rallied the crew a little bit.
The 832 says, do players vote on team captains? Yes and no. Sometimes they do. I think they do here. I think they do.
I'm not sure with D'Amico, but I know remember when Lovey was here, he said Davis Mills got my vote.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody probably have a vote.
Well, that leads to the other point I was going to make. Yes, players vote on it, but a lot of times the coaches have a very big influence on that.
You think they can put their thumb on the scale here?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the point that ultimately comes to mind for me as I'm running through this, on defense, there's so many guys that are veteran or not, that demonstrate leadership type skills that I could easily see them acknowledging. And then on offense, kind of, there's a few of those guys as well, interestingly enough, as much as the
offense feels. I would love to see Nico finally get, like, he's a captain.
That'd be cool. I think I'd point to probably Titus, and then honestly bringing up Joe Mixon, I might point to Joe earlier, depending on, of course, the timing. That's really the thing that makes that a little interesting. Some other things around the NFL, and actually before I get that, I want to always remind you, this Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And apparently the Brady rules are gone. Tom Brady, noted Las Vegas Raiders minority owner, and obviously NFL, widely regarded NFL GOAT, he is now allowed to attend production meetings as he wasn't last year because of that supposed conflict of interest of him having an interest in one of the teams and then going in before games and getting supposed insight into these other other teams. Do you like this as a change?
No. I see where they're, you know, why they ended up doing this, you know, because, you know, clearly they are partners. Clearly, this is an integral part of every broadcast and the information they receive. But teams are not gonna be very cooperative. They're just not. I mean, imagine you're the head coach of not even a division rival, but just another AFC team, you know. And there's a part owner of the Raiders, who, by the way, is Tom freaking Brady, and can break down every little, you know, minutia detail of what teams are doing. They ain't going to say squat.
Hey, they don't even say squat to the media people, man, because they think that's a little advantage.
They ain't about to do this. Hell no.
I think they're going to say what they're going to say. In a vacuum, I don't like this in the way that you're talking about. But we can be honest. They done basically flouted these rules already. I think that from the league standpoint, they benefit more from having their broadcasts be as good as possible.
No, I agree with that.
I don't think
the teams are going to be cooperative in those meetings as cooperative.
Maybe. I think that they will. I think they understand.
I wouldn't.
I think they're in the normal flow of things. But
where did Tom Brady play?
For the Patriots. Are you going to talk about the Gates?
What was their deal?
It's crazy. That team, in his time period, and admittedly a long time period, they have multiple Gates with an Gates. S. There's not just a Gate. There's Spygate, there's Deflategate, there are multiple Gates.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. No, I feel you.
They're right.
I feel you. But Tom Brady, we're not gonna talk about that. We're just gonna be like, hey, he's coming in. We got Fox coming in. And I think there's something to be said about the normal rhythm of we talk to the you know, on Thursdays, we talk to them about what's happening, the production crew, so that they're ready for the game. I think that In fact, for me personally, selfishly, I'm not going to be able to stop whatever collusion or whatever is happening in the NFL. I can at least have, let's have Tom Brady be the best version of himself on this broadcast that I'm going to watch.
Yeah. Again, I get why they're doing it, and there's a lot of money involved and the partnership and all that. But Tom Brady's sitting in a room with DeMeco Ryans and CJ Stroud. So how's Joe Mixon coming along? Fine.
No, they're not. We'll let you know. He's getting what, Tom Brady, you're not special. You're in the media too. You're getting what we get.
Or okay, just use another example. Jim Harbaugh, which is a division opponent. You're sitting in the room with Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. So you guys really like to throw on first down, huh? Maybe. Maybe.
I would go complete 180 if I was a coach.
Tell him
I'm like, you know what? We're going to run the ball probably about 90% of the time. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I might start the backup this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just thinking right now. I wouldn't tell him a damn thing.
Nope.
I would be in their line.
All right. Couple more things before we go around the NFL here. Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, he wanted to make it clear that the Colts won't trade Anthony Richardson despite interest from other teams. Obviously, this became a big thing. You mentioned mm-hmm. Anthony Richardson's agent kind of getting out here and making it seem like this relationship was going to be hard to repair after Anthony Richardson was benched, even though Richardson himself seemed to say all the right things and the things that you anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the general manager saying, we're not trading him, talking more and saying both of them, meaning Richardson and Daniel Jones, professional, battled to the end, and at the end of the day, Daniel won the job. But does that mean we're down on Anthony? No, mm-hmm. but I don't want to dismiss that Daniel, he's had a good run here. Reminds me a lot of Alex Smith that we had in Kansas City, who I thought was just the ultimate professional day in, day out. He goes on further talking. One, do you agree with the idea of not trading Anthony Richardson there, or do you believe him? And then two, how much about the comparison of Daniel Jones to Alex Smith, who came over from the Niners and then ultimately kind of held down the job early on in that Kansas City tenure before Patrick Mahomes comes up?
I actually wouldn't expect them to say anything else on either of those fronts, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't expect them to say anything else besides like comparing Daniel Jones to Alex Smith?
Put some confidence in him.
Okay, know, all right,
show,
fair
show
enough.
Show some confidence in him, with which, by the way, is a pretty decent example, you know,
yeah.
Alex, you know, in terms of like, What Daniel Jones is versus Alex Smith.
That feels disrespectful to Alex Smith.
No. In retrospect, it seemed like
it's the situation, too.
Right. It's the situation.
Where Alex Smith starting in San Francisco
right.
and then leaving, going to Kansas City.
No, at the time, I think it's a good comparison. Now we know Alex Smith was good.
I thought we knew then. The only reason Alex Smith lost his job is because Colin Kaepernick came up and was hooping.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he was.
If he was that good, he probably would have kept his job, though, right?
Right, right.
It was.
Do you remember Colin Kaepernick when he first came up?
Mm-hmm. No, I remember.
In that Greg Roman offense?
I definitely remember, but this was Alex Smith, a top pick.
Mm-hmm.
And
number one,
it was,
out of Utah, yeah.
It was questions going around.
Right.
Like,
I don't think it's about, he wasn't
a scrub.
The bigger point
Daniel Jones got thrown out, and
sure.
they didn't have an answer. Remember, he gets thrown out, and the next starting quarterback is Russell Wilson, guys.
Well,
this is disrespect.
That's fine.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. I don't think it is. I think it's a good comparison. It might be disrespect now.
No,
you know,
I think the point is because he ain't going bleep all over Daniel
exactly.
Jones.
That's the bigger
no,
point.
No, certainly.
He's
yeah.
just trying to say, hey, you know, bringing him in a different situation,
yeah.
he can resurrect his career.
Correct. That to me, that's the bigger point. And the bigger point with Anthony Richardson is, so if somebody comes to you with a trade, you ain't going to do it?
That is
you ain't gonna do it?
Great question that I'm still interested. I'm really interested in those teams who are supposedly circling and asking about
mm-hmm.
him because you also want to fall for this?
Yeah.
I guess this is the thing. You have to have a certain, hubris isn't the right word, but you have to have a certain like irrational confidence,
mm-hmm.
even in your own abilities to develop in some ways. But I think if you get too far over your skis thinking that's how you end up falling for the, oh, he's got a big arm and I can
yes.
fix him, right?
Yes.
Like every stereotypical woman, right, is just, I can fix him. That's how you get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the beautiful things about the Texans. I don't think they get themselves to the I can fix him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they keep themselves within their, you know, within their sandbox or whatever of what they believe they can do and what they're capable of doing. That's the luck to the Colts there, if that's the way that they ultimately want to go about it. But, yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's around the NFL right here for this Thursday. Coming up next, I feel like we've talked a lot about the Texans. We're heading into that season. We talked about the Astros. We haven't talked about the Rockets. And I thought that this was interesting from The Athletic. They put together a fan survey. From fans about how they're feeling about this Rockets team. I'm interested. How do you take in some of these answers from the fans, including how they feel about Kevin Durant? I thought this was interesting. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.